Welcome to today's segment on workplace obligations, specifically employer responsibilities when it comes to superannuation. We're joined by Daniel Hay, the Director of Power2 Brisbane. Power2 Brisbane has offices in Caboolture, Slacks Creek and Brisbane CBD, specialising in tax, accounting and business advice for individuals and small to medium businesses. Welcome, Daniel.
Thanks for having me, Debbie. It's great to be here once again.
It's lovely to have you. So let's get straight into it. Employers need to keep track of when super contributions are due, right? Can you walk us through the key due dates?
Absolutely. Superannuation contributions are due on the 28th of the month following the end of each quarter. So for instance, if it's the quarter ending March 31st, super contributions are due by April 28th. However, it is important to note that super must be cleared into the employee's super fund by that date. This means employers should pay via a clearinghouse by no later than the 21st of that month, giving time to ensure the clearinghouse processes it and sends it to the employee's fund on time.
So the 21st of the month is really key to avoid any issues. What happens if employers miss the deadline?
If the employers miss the deadline, they must submit a what they call a superannuation guarantee surcharge form with the ATO. Upon submitting that form, they actually need to pay that unpaid super to the fund. To the ATO, and the ATO will actually charge interest and penalties. So it's really important to avoid this by paying the super on time and early. Missing the deadline can be quite costly for the employer in the terms of financial penalties, but it's additional burden dealing with the ATO for that business. So always be proactive and ensure that payments are made on time. And this will sort of alleviate that issue.
That does sound costly. What other super changes should employers be aware of?
There are a couple of significant changes that are coming up. So from the 1st of July 2025, the superannuation contribution rate will increase from 11.5% to 12%. Employers need to be ready for this adjustment. This increase means that the employers will need to contribute a higher percentage of the employee's ordinary time earnings into their fund. It's a good idea for employers to start planning for this change now to ensure they are prepared. The other change that's coming, which is a big one, so from the 1st of July 2026, it's the introduction of Payday Super, which means when the employers process and pay the employee's pay itself, they also have to submit the super at that same time rather than quarterly. This change is aimed to ensure the employee receives their super contributions more regularly, which can help better manage their retirement savings. Employers will need to adjust their payroll systems to accommodate this change, so it's important to start preparing early.
Those are big changes coming. So to summarise, key dates to remember are 1st July 2025 when the rate increases to 12% and the 1st of July 2026 when Payday Super kicks in.
Exactly. It's important for employers to stay on top of these changes to remain compliant and avoid penalties. Staying informed and proactive is the best way to ensure that superannuation obligations are met without any issues.
Great advice, Daniel. Thanks so much for joining us today and sharing your insights.
Thank you for having me again, Debbie.
Daniel Hay, the Director of Power2 Brisbane. And to our listeners, make sure to mark those important super dates on your calendar. Stay tuned for more updates right here on 101.5. And as always, you can listen again to the podcast on the 101.5 FM website.